Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Nzala? No, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari. Ooh, kunuga kamnandi. And we're like, but where you been though? Here opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal inspired by seven colors is something for everyone. Nando's. Fire it up.
CliffCentral.com.
Zayn Malik hanging out. It's called Like I Would. All right, Chris Kazadi in the building. What am I? You know, I think you're cool, Chris. Like at this point.
Thanks, bro. Thank you.
So I know that there's always people that are probably meeting you for the first time. Mm. I always like to lead with the role you've played in the local basketball scene.
Uh-huh.
The fact that you're an entrepreneur. Am I missing anything?
Digital marketing.
Yes.
So now like Twitter, Instagram. Facebook, basically digital marketing is what I'm doing now for clients.
Yeah.
As an amateur. So we digital marketing, it's the future. It's the future. So when someone asks you about Chris, and just be like, yeah, that's the digital marketing.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I think that. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Tell me for a second, for someone also that doesn't know like sort of where you grew up, and a little bit of your backstory, some of that.
I grew up in Rosettenville, south side of Johannesburg. I went to Rosettenville Primary School, I went to the Hill High School. And after high school, I actually never went to varsity, so I started working for a sports company. And we're doing sports events and a whole lot of basketball events, soccer events. And then I work for FX Productions, and we're doing production work and also doing events and digital marketing work. And till eventually I fell more in love with digital marketing and started my own company, Click Media Productions. And we next month, Jan, is going to be 2 years of Click Media.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been going great, and I've been working on myself. I'm not depending on anyone, and I've been, you know, it's been good.
It seems like so many conversations I have with people, like so many people know who you are. It's ridiculous. I feel like you're just ridiculously connected. Is that a fair assumption?
You know what? I actually, one of like my plan every year is to like connect to a whole lot of people, to know a lot of people in the industry, like who's doing what and who's doing what and what I can connect. Because I work with a lot of people. So I'm very good at like, I'm very good at working with people and communicating with people. And it's very rare for when you ask someone about me and they'll be like, nah, Chris does anything bad. It's always a good positive. I hope it's always positive, because that's what I always leave a positive impression every time I meet someone. I'm just like, yo, you know, always positive impression, never something bad, because, you know, I'm just that cool, nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know your family's super proud of how you've been able to turn everything around. Mm. You got siblings, right?
Yeah, I got three brothers, Patrick, Gelo, and Giovanni. And the third born, Gelo, he's actually a soccer player, very, very good soccer player. And things are looking good for him, so he might be going overseas next year, actually.
That's really dope. Yeah. So how do you fit into the mix of four brothers? Wow, that's a...
Actually the firstborn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the firstborn. So
it's responsibility.
Yeah,
and stuff,
it's a whole
lot
of responsibility. So I got to make sure I lead the right way. And we actually got like a family plan, like literally, because you know, I don't know, my dad passed away. So just my mom and my brothers. So we got this plan. We're like, yo, at the end of the year, we have to achieve this together. And we got to help this one do this and help this one do that. Like, it's literally so crazy. Like, right now, I'm making sure like my brother is getting like the right training for soccer, you know, because he's a goalkeeper. So like, he's doing all the correct training and everything. And we're just working to build him and his soccer career. And whenever I need help with like some of the stuff that I do, we come up with ideas. We basically help each other as a family.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Kazadi brothers.
Is everyone based here? Like,
everybody's based here. Yeah. My brother actually young. I'm 25.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Patrick is 23, and then Gela is he's actually 18.
Huh.
And then there's the youngest one is like 14 years old.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
Still a bit of time
still
there.
Still a bit of time for him, yeah.
Tell me about, because, you know, you're the firstborn, and you're an entrepreneur, and it seems like you've got a very strong sense of who you are and what you're about. What, like, are you pretty conscious of kind of the legacy that you're building, and what it is that you're going to leave behind?
Yeah. You know, I actually want a lot of guys like my age and a lot of kids like that are younger than me to look at me and look at where I came from and be like, I can do that like Chris, you know, because it's very, very hard. Like what I've noticed, like guys I literally grew up with, like we used to go to school every day, But then they look at me differently. They're like, Chris, how are you doing that? How are you doing this? And I'm just like, bro, it's a bit easy. If you actually do this and speak to this person, it's actually going to work. It's just that a lot of guys lack confidence and stuff like that. And I'm just trying to help, like, guys my age and guys younger than me. Like, we can actually do it if you've got confidence and if you just believe in yourself and anything is possible.
So tell me about balance for a second. How do you balance all of this? How do you balance being an entrepreneur? Then, like, a lot of your work is based in a club.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I wake up very early, eh? Every day I wake up at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Like, every day I wake up at 5 a.m. And I try my best to, like, to reply to messages and emails and everything. And we work with Click Media. We do a lot of our work online on digital sites. Like, that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook and everything. So we'll basically brief my team and what we had to do for the whole day and everything. So once I've briefed my team, I'll know that there's someone supervising, making sure the guys are tweeting and doing the right post and basically marketing whatever client you push in that day. And what I'll do is that I'll be now monitoring them. And behind that, I'm getting new clients. And at nights, that's when I'm in the club, promoting the club. And I'll be honest with you, I hustle hard. So it's in the hard. It's in the hard. Even though I'm tired, I know one day it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day it's going to pay off. Like, you know, sometimes you can come back, like, from the club, like, at 3, 4 a.m. Then I got to wake up, like, at 7 or 8 a.m. for a meeting with a client. So, yeah.
Hanging out with Chris Kazadi. He's talking to us about how you be successful, all of that stuff. More with him other side of this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Anati hanging out. It's called Hours. Chris Kazadi is in the building hanging out. A lot of people must ask you for advice a lot of the time. What do you generally say?
Depends on what kind of advice you're asking for.
Let's think. How do I get out of a rut, or how do I make 2018 the best year yet?
The first thing I'll say, first of all, is faith. You gotta believe in whatever you're gonna do, and you gotta believe in what you do. Because if you don't, if you have doubts, whatever you do, whatever you're trying to do, will never succeed, because there'll always be that doubt in you. So if you have 100% faith, and it's like, for example, you know when you're walking, right? You know that if you take another step, you're gonna walk. But then if you don't have that faith, you know if you're gonna take a step, you're gonna fall. You will fall. But put it that in life, if you're planning something, always have 100% faith that it is gonna work. And yeah, it's all about faith and believing in yourself.
And tell me for a second about, like, failure, and if you fail, and how you sort of go about picking yourself up again when stuff goes wrong.
You know, you must also always plan for something to fail also, because I've done a lot of work for clients, for a few clients, and something failed. So what I do is that I always go back and ask myself, what did I do that made me fail? Why didn't this go well? Like, everything that I've always been doing. And then once I go back, I always pick up. I'm like, okay, this is what I did wrong, and this is what we actually failed. And I'll try it again. Like, literally, it's been so crazy. There's some stuff that I've done for clients, and it's failed. And I hit back the clients. I'm like, I know why we failed. Come back. I will do it again, and we do it again. And, yeah, It's always coming back and actually checking and knowing what actually went wrong. And yeah.
Chris, it's always so cool to hang out with you. What are your plans for December now, and what does 2018 look like?
For December, we pushing promos, marketing, events, and some artists that are dropping songs. Like, one big one we did yesterday with Mai.
Cool.
He dropped an album yesterday, and Click Media was actually promoting that album, and it was training for the whole day, and I think it's still training right now. Yeah, so that album has been training the whole day, and that did good. And 2018 is gonna be a great year. So there's a lot of things that I've really planned for 2018, and still for the Click Media, the company, and for myself as an individual, as Chris Kazadi, the real Kazadi. So a lot of things that I've planned, and by the grace of God, if everything goes well, I'll be very, very successful next year.
Sounds fantastic. Chris, how do we find you all over social media?
On Twitter, I'm at The Real Kazadi. Instagram, The Real Kazadi. On Facebook, it's Chris Kazadi.
Fantastic. Chris, thanks so much for stopping by.
Cool. Thank you. CliffCentral.com.